The White House Report.
It's day 13 of the government shutdown and the day that Nancy Pelosi takes over as Speaker of the House, meaning there are now checks and balances on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue. The Senate is Republican and the House is Democrat. Meanwhile, the White House contends it's up to Nancy Pelosi to end the stalemate of the government shutdown. Mercedes Slapp, senior advisor to the President for Strategic Communications, offers this.
We've been negotiating for weeks and weeks and weeks with the Democrats. He stayed in the White House wanting the Democrats to come on board and talk with him. At this point, to keep kicking this down for another 30 days, we want to get this done. It's time for action now, and it's time to get this government reopened.
That bill is not enough.
We don't want to go towards a short-term CR. We want to negotiate, get to a better number, and get the government
reopened.
You're not
ruling it out.
Well, they're in the process of negotiations.
Mercy, the president is facing a divided government. Is he ready for this?
I think the president is ready. I think he has a natural, good relationship with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. He sat
Some
there and listened
would be
to
skeptical
them.
Of that. Given
I disagree. I think he has said it before in public that he has a good relationship with Schumer. Look, this is part of the reality. They can come across in terms of what we saw with criminal justice reform. I think in the upcoming year, we actually can look at infrastructure as being one of the key issues that I think we can find common ground. And that's what we're going to look for, find opportunities that can work.
Mercedes, as you're looking towards negotiations, what are your thoughts about the economy and those who need a paycheck if this goes a long haul, like the president says?
Look, it's up to, at this point, for Nancy Pelosi. Her test of leadership will be, can she control the radical progressives who support open borders, and can she successfully renegotiate opening the government?
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.